Hi, so first and foremost, just to get your thoughts on the game of the weekend against Middlesbrough.
I said after the game that they had two feelings. The first one, disappointing because again to concede the two goals in set pieces that we had shown them on the video session and to concede those goals against a team like Middlesbrough is disappointing, but the reaction that we had the second half, especially playing against a team like Middlesbrough, and more or less all the possession, and they were defending almost 45 minutes. So I like the reaction, but again, we need to try to fix those mistakes, and we need to try to play as a team like we played 3 weeks ago.
Was it the kind of goals that frustrated you most?
Yeah, because again, when you have been working all week to stop Adama Traoré, to stop Patrick Bamford, to stop the players, because they have an amazing squad, and nobody did anything, because Adama even was to the bench, and they finished the game with a rival or central defender playing as a winger. So it means that we were attacking, and then you lose the game because you don't score the chances that you have, and you concede two goals in set pieces. It's frustrating, but we need to keep going, and we need to recover our spirit again.
And on a personal level, what was it like being back at Riverside?
It was amazing, and I said before, I said after that I arrived there almost 5 years ago. And since the first minute, I felt that the club was amazing. And I left one year ago, and my feelings are the same. So we show with everybody how much we love each other. And again, it's now time to be here, trying to do the same thing, because in the same way that the Middlesbrough supporters and the people in Middlesbrough knew how much I did for that club, I want to do here again, and to try to repeat it again.
And of course, just going back to maths on the pitch, I think it's 5 games Forest haven't scored now. Is that concerning for you at all?
It's not concerning because again, we are creating chances. We had one or two chances to score, and one day we will score and try and every single thing, and trying different saves, and trying different players. But for me, it's concerning to concede the goals that we conceded against Millwall, or the goals that we conceded against Middlesbrough. Because if we go to the pitch tomorrow with the same team spirit that we had before the Millwall game, and with that consistency, we are going to be more confident on the pitch, and I hope that we can score goals. But again, the players can't do more, because again, it's who we are.
Why is it, do you think, there's a strike? Can you put it down to anything, or is it just a case of being more clinical?
I think it's a mixture of a few things. So now we are playing with, because when everything was really good 1 month ago, I was the first one to say that we couldn't forget that we had been training together for 1 month. And now when we've lost that consistency, you know, the other things appear, and it's a little bit worse. But again, it's just about to keep going. We need to keep the good things, and again, to play the second 45 minutes like we played against Middlesbrough, a team which was in Premier League last season, with another 50 million spent this season, and we had the possession with players who weren't here 1 month and a half ago, is to be positive and to think about the future.
And like you said, you felt it was a game of two halves. Do you think it's just a matter of time before Forest put a full 90-minute performance again? Because it seems quite a few times this season, one half's been good and one half not so good.
Yeah, but again, it's difficult when you haven't worked with the same team. So I arrived here 2-3 months ago. 3 weeks later, I changed everything. And now, at that time, we started to play better, to be more consistent. And then, when we went to the international break, and I said in the previous press conference that I could understand that when you have been 7 games unbeaten and you disconnect, it's difficult to turn it on again. Because Millwall was playing for the playoffs, Middlesbrough is playing for the playoffs. We are in a comfortable situation in the table. Players who haven't worked together, injuries, so there are a lot of things. So I think the most important thing for me is that we show that when we are all of us, when I have all the squad and we are committed, it's difficult to beat us. And we were 7 games unbeaten, so it wasn't a coincidence.
And of course, tomorrow it's hosting Brentford here at the City Ground, another team that has an outside chance at the playoffs. How important is it in that case then to keep that focus and the drive against the team that potentially have got more to play for?
Again, it's to try to show them that we want to win the game, even when they need the points to get the playoffs. But again, we are playing at home, 5 games without scoring a goal, so we need to be ambitious. We need to try to play forward. In the training session, we are trying to play forward every single exercise. So it's just to keep the consistency that we had 3 weeks ago, and then to be confident on the pitch like we were against Birmingham, for example, or Derby.
And what kind of game do you think Brentford will bring to the City Ground?
A difficult game, tough game. Brentford is a team which plays really well, so I know when I was in Middlesbrough how tough to play with them was at that time. So it's going to be difficult because again they are playing for the playoffs and they are going to come here to play 150%.
It's just fine for me. What's the team news? Is everyone coming through the weekend and scared?
I don't know because always is the same question. I don't know till the last moment because sometimes I think that I have all the squad ready and this tonight or tomorrow morning something happens, so I need to check it really well today and tomorrow to see who is able to play.
Thank you.
After the game on Saturday when you were talking to us, you said that there was a reason in your mind why you'd lost the game, but you didn't want to say it because it was too soon after the game. Are you able to tell us what that is now?
No, I will tell you. I will tell you. I know. I think maybe it's, I am wrong, but I will tell you because I have my reason. But I will tell you the biggest reason. But I think the other reasons can be like I told you, that when we were 7 games unbeaten, you disconnect because you are in that international break thinking that everything is done, and in this league you can't forget that you have to finish every single game 150%. But again, I will tell you the biggest reason, and I hope it's the right one.
You will tell me.
Yeah, for sure I will tell you, don't worry.
Is it a case of join that unbeaten run? When you had that, that was a big motivation for you, and since that's gone, you perhaps need to find another source of drive and inspiration.
Yeah, it's just to try to motivate them, but it's difficult because again, we have 5 players on loan, so now I can understand them thinking that they don't know their future. I'm going to tell you the reason. We have a lot of injuries now, so the players who are playing know that they are confident because they don't have replacement. So when you know that you are going to play always, when you don't know anything about your future, so when you are comfortable on the table, there's a lot of things that can happen. But again, we need to keep going because we have another 6 games in front of us, and we need to try to win games.
It's probably a tough question to ask, but how do you address that goal situation? How do you find a way to get scoring goals again?
It's to try to keep them confident, and again, it's the same thing that they said. I don't remember now, it was 3-4 weeks ago, that we need to be consistent on the pitch, and when we are consistent, we are. We're going to be better with the ball because again the first half against Millwall, the first half against Middlesbrough, everything started with silly mistakes. And then when you go to the pitch and you make silly mistakes, at the end you lose your confidence, and then you are not confident with the ball, you are not confident without the ball. So it's just to be confident, to go to the pitch 150% concentrated on the game, and to try to play because again we have a lot of difficulties. that we haven't worked for a long time together. So again, we need to be consistent with the team. We need to have the same team spirit that we had 1 month ago, and to try to be confident on the pitch.
I presume from what you've said about injuries that players like Cash and Worrell and Murphy are still doubts for tomorrow, are they?
Yeah, because again, I don't know yet, because it wouldn't be the first game that I thought that I had all of them ready or most of them ready, and I arrived at the last moment and one or two can't play.
Costel Pantilimon has been playing really well, he's been doing a good job, but do you have half a thought in your mind that you'd like to have a look at Capino and see what he can do, just purely because the game's running out?
Yeah, I have him in my mind, but we need to be confident on the pitch, and in the moment that we are now, if I change the keeper, I would make a big mistake, because Costel is really well, and if I change the keeper now, and I trust Capino 100%, but I expected to be better than we are now, and to give him the chance, but now it's impossible, because we need to win games, and especially to be confident and consistent on the pitch.
It's very easy for me to ask this question now with the benefit of hindsight, but I wonder now, looking back at January, if you might change your mind a little bit on the number of strikers you allowed to leave the club on loan.
No, because I want to. When I sign a player and when I have a player in the changing room, it's not just about his ability on the pitch. There are a lot of more things which I want for my players, and I don't have any regrets at all.
Fair enough. We've already spoken about this at the weekend, but two home games back to back now, a chance for you to show your fans what you can do.
Yes, and again, it's a shame that how good we were when we played against Derby here, for example. We didn't score, but again, I think the people left the stadium positive and happy, because at least we could compete against teams like Derby. So now it's again to try to give them back that confidence, and to try to win games at home, especially in the Tuesday night when I like to play these games.
Thanks,
Hazel.
Because of the Barnsley game that's moved, you've obviously had three away games in a row, three quite difficult away games. You must be very pleased to get back to the City Ground now for two games.
Yes, and it's important. It's the thing that I said since I was here, that we have to be strong at home, and till the moment we did against Birmingham, we did against Derby, but again now we need to keep going the same way, because again, especially the crowd deserves to come here and to enjoy with the team.
Your record against Brentford, as far as I can tell, I think you've won every game while you're at Middlesbrough against Brentford, so are they a team you enjoy playing against, or a team you often prepare well for?
Yeah, but I was really pleased when I played against Millwall, and then I never lost, and I lost 2-0, so the records are in the past, and I want to win tomorrow, because we need the 3 points and we need to be consistent. But it's true that the six games that I played against them, we and both of them, especially in the playoffs, were really, really, really nice for us.
As the season comes to an end, and Forest get closer and closer to safety and security, do you anticipate perhaps bringing in any, are there any academy players that you look at, perhaps you want to bring in some youngsters or give new players a try?
Yes, and I'm trying to be completely safe on the table to try to give opportunities to everybody, and I know that we have good players in the academy, because sometimes they train with us, so I hope that we can win that game as soon as possible to try to give them any opportunity.